You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
For private banking and wealth management, choose NetBank Private. While some see part of you, we see all of you. NetBank Private.
We are taking a look at the world of private banking and the wealth opportunities that come with those sorts of services. This is an area that has obviously grown over the last couple of years from a banking perspective, but more and more we are finding that South Africans have personalized needs and the banks are having to understand these needs if they are to better serve their customers. We're going to be exploring this in a bit more detail with the executive for NetBank Private, Alan Shannon. He joins me on the line now to see what we make of this. Alan, lovely having you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. We know that from a banking perspective, banks are often a critical part to a financial journey, whether it's from a financial planning perspective, whether it's from an investing perspective, from a property purchase perspective. Banks form an essential part of the finances and the financial journey of South Africans. And more we're seeing that South Africans are experiencing their finances in different ways. How is that informing your opportunities and your viewpoint as NetBank Private?
Well, I mean, for years, and specifically as it relates to the private category within banking, private banking sat in one place and wealth management sat in another. And I think the assumption, one, that as people accumulated wealth, they would naturally move from one offering to the next. I guess we're challenging that right now because we don't think that's necessarily the case. You know, we as individuals have many things occupying our lives at the same time. You know, business owners could be growing a company while investing offshore, while purchasing property, whilst planning for children's future. And that's a lot to contend with as an individual. And I think our business is around making sure that people don't have to endure the stress of that necessarily. They can, you know, experience their life not in financial status, so to speak, but by being surrounded by people within NetBank Private that essentially can help them make that string of interconnected decisions they need to make in order to sort of reach their own aspirations and make their way through life.
Alan, speaking of those interconnected decisions, a lot of the conversations that happen around banking at the moment from a client perspective require a nuanced approach, because clients come into the conversations thinking, I need more than one solution, or I need a tailored solution, a specific solution, and this is unique to me and is for my future and my family's future. What does that then do from a NetBank perspective in terms of how it is that you design your service offerings to these clients?
Well, that's where the real value of being associated with a private proposition within a bank like NetBank's comes into its own. And so, you know, when in the private business, the ideal is that your relationship banker who looks after your relationship can essentially guide you through all of those decisions. Now, that specific individual may not be the subject matter expertise on all. They may very well be able to help you navigate your next property decision. But when it comes to you figuring out how you go about managing your wealth in such a way that it sustains you through your retirement, leaves a legacy behind, then you're going to need the services of a wealth manager. And so the role of the relationship banker is to bring those various disciplines together to make sure that you are not being left out at sea, to be able to make sure that you're coming to the right decisions with all those facets. That's when the real value of being part of a private business such as that within NetBank comes into its own.
Alan, can we take a look at that relationship aspect in a bit more detail? I know for one, personally, I value my relationships very much, whether it's across professional relationships, personal relationships, and I can imagine this is very much the consensus when it comes to South Africans, especially where it relates to issues of money. You want to have a relationship with somebody that you can trust. You want to have a relationship that will transcend a 12-month period and not be a transactional thing. How does relationship then fit into your ethos as NetBank Private, and how does that allow you to look after a client holistically?
So the relationship is, you know, the absolute cornerstone of the private relationship within a bank like NetBank. And I guess the challenge people may have had over the years is having relationships that do change. And of course, that does happen. But the idea of having a banking relationship is to try and create as much continuity in your engagements with the bank, as well as to build the trust and confidence that you have in the advice that's being provided to you as a bank as possible. And so, you know, that's essentially what we do. We associate every client with a dedicated relationship person with whom they can build that confidence, with whom they can build that trust, and with whom they can access all the various requirements that they need out of a banking institution.
Alan, before I let you go, I want to take a look at how Nedbank Private then positions its solution to be competitive in a market where all of the banks, most of the big banks, have private banking offerings. How do you then start to look at things differently when it comes to your customers and what it is that you offer them?
So I think perhaps the biggest shift for us has been, you know, there's a growing overlap between private banking and private wealth. And historically, these were treated as distinct disciplines, yet from a client's perspective, that distinction is becoming increasingly irrelevant. So clients don't wake up in the morning wondering whether they need a private banking or wealth management solution. They think about growing a business, funding opportunities, protecting assets. They think about outcomes, not organizational structures. Where we have shifted towards is that we believe the future lies in recognizing wealth as a continuum rather than a category. And so the real opportunity is helping clients navigate that continuum with confidence, whether they're building wealth, growing it, protecting it, or preparing to transfer it to the next generation.
It isn't just about banking, it is about relationship building and about looking after clients in every aspect of their financial journey. The team at Nedbank Private looking forward to assisting their clients and welcoming clients that need their banking services. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Executive for Nedbank Private, Alan Shannon, joining us to take a look at their private banking offering and how it is that they're positioning that differently in the market.
For private banking and wealth management, choose Nedbank Private. While some see part of you, we see all of you. Nedbank Private. With a complete view of your finances, Nedbank Private brings every aspect of your financial life together to create solutions tailored to your evolving needs. From private banking and lending to long-term financial planning and wealth management, Nedbank Private supports you at every stage of your financial journey. While others see only part of you, we see all of you. See money differently. Nedbank Private. We're a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.